Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. All of you are coming by way of Blog Talk all over the world. Somebody said when President Obama won the election, they asked him, President Obama, how did you win that election? And so many things turned against you. And he said two words. He said, Blog Talk. Yeah, people come to the blog, not only for the election, but for the Lord God Almighty, to give him praise and to pray together. We appreciate what God is doing. And we won't forget, we started with three people, but God has multiplied it. Mess with me, and I'll multiply. Thank God for what he's doing. This is a time when we want to just pray unto God. God does answer prayer. Little prayer, little power. Great prayer, great power. Multitudinous prayer, multitudinous power. Listen, prayer changes things. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know not what to ask for as we are, but the Holy Spirit, we ask him to make intercession for us. Oh, thank you, because you sit high and look low, and yet you're mindful of your children down here. We do praise you for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing right now, and for everything that you're going to do. Forgive all sin worldwide, every sin of omission and commission. Bless your people. And God, we belong to you. And Lord, your people are the best that you have. And we just thank you for allowing us to be your people and to use us for thy glory. Yes, every person on this prayer line, God, we've gotten up to give you praise and adoration. Yeah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. You're so wonderful. So wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, bless us today, Lord. Bless those who are down. Lift them up. Those who are bereaved, step them, Lord. And take them through their sorrow in the name of Jesus. And God, he was all of us this way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And good morning to all of you. Are you all awake this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Sister Linda. Amen. My God, she leads the way from Utah. Utah leads the way. Amen. And let's speak to the Lord. He is here. Amen. Yeah. You got to know it. Spiritual journey. Amen. Speak to him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
God bless
you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord.
And amen. It's wonderful to open our mouths. He created our mouths. The fact that you can speak is a phenomenal blessing. So it's for the glory of God. And why don't we open our mouths and give the Lord praise? I have a thing that I do. I say praise check. That means that you ought to come on in. It's appropriate to come on in and start praising God. Now, don't let us give him 5 seconds. And he's up letting you breathe for 24 hours yesterday. Amen. Let's give him more than 5 seconds. Let's give him a little time, some time praising him. All right? When I say praise check, come on in. Don't let 5 seconds, like you're out of breath or something, get you like that. But go on and praise the Lord. Amen. I'll come back in a moment and say, praise the Lord. When I say that, it means that we're going to move on to another area of praise. All right? Let's do it right now. Praise check everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sunday come before you humbled up and thank you, God, for what he's done here on this prayer line. Oh, thank you, God. Amen. Just for a few moments, today is Master Pfeiffer. Are you on the line today? All right, Master. But I just want you to loose blessings on yourself. Until she gets here, I want you to just go ahead and maybe we'll wait a few minutes. Maybe she'll be a little bit.
God bless you. Yes, I am here.
All right. God bless you so much. Amen. We've been loosing and binding and loosing blessings, binding. Anything that the enemy's trying to do and loosing blessings upon ourselves. I found it there in the scripture, as you all know, in Matthew 16, 18, and 19 is the specific verse we're referring to. And Master Pfeiffer, I want to release the line to you. If you would lead us today in binding and loosing blessings upon ourselves. Every day this year, that's possible. We want to bind and then loose blessings upon ourselves and our family. Amen. The line is in your hands. Thank you. This is Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer from Louisville, Kentucky. Blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. It's in your hands.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and praise God for everyone on the prayer line this morning. I am just so honored to be alive this morning in order to give God thanks and praises for his many blessings, his many miracles. God has worked so many miracles. Even over the weekend, our service is not just a weekly service. It's a revival every single day. And I am just praising God for his blessings. And the scripture reads, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound on earth, and whatsoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And I'm just praising God right now for that scripture and how God has been working on the prayer line and on the youth line, because it's just been revival to us. And we just want to loose and bind some blessings of the Lord today, because we know that there is no God like Jehovah. We know there is nobody like God, nobody that can do us like Jesus. And if you want to be loose today from anything, it's going to take the Lord. It's going to take the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. We had a young lady on yesterday that the enemy trapped and got into, and she gave a praise testimony and said how she was just wanting to fight anybody, anywhere, at any time. And she just wanted to try and kill them. And so she couldn't understand. This is a teenager. Couldn't understand how she was being so mean and so evil and what had happened to her. She said, I sing solos in the church every Sunday, but what happened to me? Why am I feeling this way? She didn't know why she was feeling that way, but her enemy, the demonic force, had trapped her. And even when we were calling up different ones for prayer, it got around to her. And she came up for prayer, and the enemy came out. It started kicking, bucking, screaming, and you know how the demonic forces carry on when they're in a person, make them seem like a wild person, and you shouldn't get close to them or anything. And we started binding that devil in her because there were children sitting there, and we couldn't get them all out of the way at right that moment. We bind the devil, and it tried to hide, and when it went, she got up and moved away from me and went to another part of the church where some of the weaker saints were and came out again. But we were able to cast that demonic force out, praise God. So she testified that she was set free. So these are the things that we are loosing. And we are loosing the people from the enemy and the enemy from the people, and we are binding them as they come out. So we just want to release this morning over you some blessings, some miracles, so that God can work in your life. And just repeat after me, I bind unforgiveness in my life. Now we need to be on one accord, and so that we can really get this accomplished. Now I hear someone just open up another line, and I hear two or three voices of my own self. So if you have two lines open in one room, please. Thank you. Amen. And we just want to be on one accord, or else it doesn't work. Praise God, and thank you so much for that. Amen. I bind the enemy in my life. And I lose peace in my life. I bind lack in my life. And I lose prosperity. I bind laziness in my life. Because I am smart in the Lord. Amen. I bind sexual demonic forces in my life. Because I have been purged in the Lord. I bind lying in my life. Because I am truthful in righteousness. I bind accident in my life. Because I am protected by the Lord. I bind sickness in my life. And because I am healed in the Lord. I bind demonic forces in my life. Because I am of the Lord. And that's because God take all the principalities out of our lives. Praise God. Amen. I bind a lack of faith in my life. Because I have faith in the Lord. I bind slothfulness in my life. Because I am guided by the Lord. I bind weakness in my life. Because I have strength in the Lord. I bind freedom from my life. Because Jesus is the authoritative one in my life. I bind a bad temper in my life. Because I am meek in the Lord. I bind habits in my life. Because the Lord is a habit breaker. In my life. I bind anger in my life. Because I am free of all bondage. In the Lord. I bind fear in my life. Because I am encouraged in the Lord. I bind weakness in my life. Because I am strong in the Lord. I bind unbelief in my life. Because I am faithful in the Lord. I bind disappointment in my life. Because I am courageous in the Lord. Amen. And we just want to praise God this morning. And let's just say a word of prayer. Praise God. Father God, I thank you for the binding and the loosing. I thank you, O God, for the binding and the loosing. We loose prosperity. We loose forgiveness, O God. We loose your love. We loose, O God, hallelujah, your peace, your kindness, O God, and your mercy over our lives. We bind everything that's not like you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, O God, for the word of God. Send it out, give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And we thank you, O God, for letting us unlock the door. We thank you for being, O God, peace in our hearts. We thank you for being love in our hearts. We thank you, O God, for giving us a strong heart, a faithful heart. Thank you for blessing us, O God, to walk upright in you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your prosperity in your mighty name, O God. Thank you for your healing virtue in your name, O God. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for the strength in your mighty name. Thank you for removing the anger and the hatred, O God. Thank you, glory to God, for removing everything that's not like you and giving us authority over the enemy in your name, Lord. And we bless, O God, and we loose the these things that are having us bondage, the things that so easily beset us, oh God, the things that hold us back from our blessings, the things that hinder us, oh God, from walking closer to thee, we bind it in Jesus' name. We bind everything, glory, 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 that comes to hinder the prayer line, oh God. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we thank you right now for loosing us, oh God, and setting us captive free in Jesus' name. Thank you for a blessing, Lord God, for showering down on us, Lord. Thank you for binding the enemy that comes to hinder in your name, Lord God. The one that comes to steal our finances, our children, oh God. The one that comes to steal, oh God, our peace. The one that comes to steal our love in Jesus' name. The one that comes to take away our faithful walk. The one that comes, oh God, hallelujah, to overwhelm us with habits of the enemy. We thank you for binding, oh God, that which is not pleasing in your sight in Jesus' name. And we pray right now, oh God, for another double anointing, another portion of your love, another portion of your forgiveness, oh God, in Jesus' name. We need, oh God, your forgiveness. We need to be forgiven as we forgive our debts in your mighty name. We ask that you will bless in your name, Lord Jesus. Look on us right now. We need your help. We need your help, oh God, to continue to loose and bind. And those that are on the 21-day fast, oh God, we ask right now, glory, ha, now, ha, in your mighty name. Your mighty name, oh God, your name is mighty. We are now, ha. Your name is mighty all by itself, oh God, hallelujah. And we ask in your name, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to clean us up, to purge us, make us white as snow, oh God. Let your hyssop, oh God, run through our system and clean us up, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be like you, oh God. We don't want to pray the same prayer today that we prayed yesterday. We need an abundance, oh God, of the blessings. We need, oh God, cleansing and purging right now in Jesus' name. And I pray with, oh God, that you activate your anointing. Let it manifest in our spirits and our walk with you. Let the people see Jesus when we walk past them, oh God. Let our shadows and our presence make a difference in the unsaved lives, oh God, of the people that we pass by. In Jesus' name, give us a close walk with thee, oh God. In your mighty name we pray, and we will be conquerors in you. In your name, oh God, we'll walk in authority and in the will of God, loosen and binding in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, oh God, and we praise you, and we will shout hallelujah to the King. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for giving us, oh God, the ability and the authority and the dominion to loose and bind the things that are displeasing in your sight. And we shout amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, back in your name, in your hands. Praise God.
God bless you, and thank you so much. God bless you. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky.
Thank you.
Did a wonderful job, and thank you so much. God bless you. I want to go to the wisdom seminar just for a few moments here today. Amen. In the book of, 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Amen. And this is talking about Elisha. Amen. Who had done such a phenomenal work for the Lord, that the enemy came together on him and put together armies that came against him. And it looked like it was over for him because there were so many soldiers, so many armies against him. In fact, there were so many that they surrounded the entire city. There were soldiers everywhere with chariots and everything else, getting ready to try to kill the major prophet of God. And his servant with him, Gehazi, was so fearful because he'd never seen that many soldiers. Imagine enough army to surround your entire city, wherever you are. Enough armies to surround Chicago. Enough armies to surround Kansas City. I mean, an army so huge, they surround the whole city. My God. And it looked like it was over for the Elisha, the prophet. And the servant was, in my imagination, shaking in his boots. And Elisha prayed and knew that he had nothing to worry about. So he prayed and asked God to open the eyes of his servant, Gehazi, and prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes, let him see that they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And God opened his eyes up. Oh, my God. I can imagine him almost falling backwards to the floor when he saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha, ready to fight for him. Amen. The army of the enemy was, they had chariots trying to fight for the devil, but God had chariots of fire waiting to fight for Elisha. I want to discuss that scripture right there. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. It's found in 2 Kings 6:16. 2 Kings 6:16. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Fear not. For his servant said, alas, my master, how shall we do? Look up here, my master. Look, there's an army all around the city waiting to kill us. But how shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? How shall we do? And Elisha answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Yeah, the enemy comes in like a flood sometimes. Fear not. Well, you got a greater army that's with you than they that be with them. Greater is he. Fear not. All right. I'm going to open that up. People all around the world, sometimes this is their only church. And I want you to just speak on that, because you know that they that be with you are greater than any other force in the world. All right. They need to hear it from some of you. That's why the Bible says, make known his deeds. You've been in a situation where it looked like you weren't going to make it out. But they that were with you were more than they that were with them. You understand what I'm saying? All right, I'm opening up the wisdom seminar. Amen. Give us some wisdom on that. I just touched it just a little bit so you all would be energized to do that. All right, come on. Who can tell us that you know that they that are with you are more than they that are with you? The line is open to you. This is the first one. God bless you. Amen. Come on, saints of God. Speak up for the Lord. Amen. He said,
God bless you. God bless you. Just briefly on this, it's just thanking God, because that was just one of the things that I just prayed about, the fear. And it says, fear not. And that was one of the things I believe everyone has been doing, the binding and the loosing, has been praying about. And we know that most of our prophets prayed about fear and how it needed to be removed. And even though here it said, and he answered and said, fear not, for they that are with us are more than them that are against us. But we know that when God, if God is on your side, he, no matter if the world is against you, he's yet more than those that are against you. That's why the scriptures say greater is he that is in you, my God, than he that is in the world. Because God is more than the world against you. He's almighty. He's mighty. He's all powerful. And you know what? This is why we can be conquerors. We can be overcomers in the Lord and in the word of God. Because it lets us know that if fear says, this is one of my prayer things, that no matter what I hear, what I see, do not let fear sit in. Because if fear set in, I have already sinned against God. Powerful. If I let fear set in, how can I pray? The thing to do is to trust God. And if you trust him with all your heart, fear can't have no room, no place. And I don't believe that I should go screaming and hollering and then realize, oh, wait a minute, there's a God. Let me pray. I feel that if fear sets in, it has already captivated your miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to bind and rebuke, as the scripture just said, bind and rebuke these things. So when the enemy come upon you like a flood, when he's coming against you, and when you know that no weapon formed against you will prosper, the devil is already defeated. We don't have to fear him. We don't have to worry about him. If you put your trust in God, and that's all we have to do, because God by himself is more than the world against you. So I am trusting in the Lord. I feel like Elijah, praise God, putting my trust in him and open their eyes, Lord, so they can see. And they say, someone said, I heard a blind lady on the broadcast say, there's no worse person than the ones that have eyes and cannot see than he who is blind and can. And she is blind. And she teaches here on the radio every day about book, verse, and scripture. So we want to learn how to trust God. When we hear something bad, already let your spirit man know that I am trusted in God no matter what I hear. I'm not falling apart. I don't worship God like the world worship him today in and tomorrow out. I worship him with my whole heart, and I lean not to my own understanding because it fails me. God bless you. I fear not.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fife. All right, the line is open to you. Anyone else?
Praise God. God bless. 2 Kings 6 and 16, I thank God for you chiefs are bringing on this, and this is Ambassador Hagen. I just want to put my little two cents worth in here. I thank God because this is a powerful scripture, and it was letting us know that it was early that next morning when the army, Elisha's servant, saw this army, and that's all he could do at the time was just see that army. And he asked Elisha, he said, what shall we do? And then the way Elisha, the leader, the way he responded meant everything. If he had responded in the natural, he would have missed it because his words were so powerful. God had given him a rhema word, and he had to respond in the spirit in order to be more than an overcomer and to be more than a conqueror. And he told him, he says, no need to be afraid. More troops are on our side than what's on theirs. And then the man of God prayed, and he said, God, I need you to open his eyes. He needs to see further than the natural right now. Glory to God. And then God opened up his eyes, and he began to look up. And it was only that when God opened his eyes, he was able to look up. And when he looked up, he who was looking in the natural, he now was able to see in the spirit realm, and he saw the hillside was covered with fiery horses and flaming chariots, good God Almighty, and then the Lord began to work. The Lord took it from there. Remember the story, and then what happened, the Lord said, what do you want me to do with these dead, Elisha? And then he said, do you want me to blind them? And he said, yeah, blind them. God blind them, and then he had his own men to lead them to down the road and led them to another city, and when their eyes was open, they saw they were in the wrong place. They weren't where they should have been. They were in the wrong place. Glory to God, hallelujah, but God had removed them to another place. And then the question, what should we do with them? They created this havoc. What shall we do? Shall we kill them? And then the man of God again, God used him and said, no, don't kill them because they are POWs. These are prisoners of war. We don't kill prisoners of war. But glory to God, I'm telling you. Look, I've talked too much already. Thank you. Back to you.
Beautiful, beautiful, awesome. The Lord bless you. The line is open to you. Anybody else? 2 Kings 6:16. Fear not. They that be with you are more than they that be with them. All right. Anybody else? Who knows? Who's had an experience like that? Who has walked into the court? And it's kind of many times seemed like you're a little apprehensive when you walk in there because it's so unusual, it's new to you. But the Lord says, don't fear. They that be with you are more than they that be with them. Who's been in the hospital and looked like, oh my God, the devil was trying to take you under? And God said, they that be with you are more than they that be with you. Yeah, brother. Who has been on your job? Who has had an experience in life? The line is open to you, all right? The line is open.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I want to witness that I have been to the court as well as to the doctor's office with both situations that you mentioned, Dr. Jocelyn. God came forth to let me know that he was greater than all the power of the enemy. I was on my way to court some years ago, and I didn't look closely at my paper, and I thought it was at the courthouse that was in the large area of town. But when I got that far and I looked at my paper, when I was on the bus, on the way there, and I looked at the paper, and I was able to see I was headed to the wrong courthouse, and I didn't have any understanding how the bus would go to the suburb and to the courthouse. And I got off the bus by school, and I began to pray and ask the Lord bless me with a ride to the other place that I had to go to. And it was to the place I asked person after person that was parked in the area of the school and bringing the children in, and some were walking from the car. And it was so many I asked, and they had said no, they didn't have a room to help. And then I asked one person, and the young man says, yes, let me get the bell time to ring and the kid get in there, and I will take you there. I know exactly where it's at, and I'll take you there. And he had a similar situation. So when I got the ride there, then the next part was to pray, Lord, touch the judge. And the Lord said that even when they're sleeping at night, we could pray. And I began to ask the Lord to bless and tell him about the fullness of the earth and all they belong in it, and that he had control and power over that, so touch that judge. When I got there, the judge was so weak and mild to me, and so I thought that's normally the way he would be. But then I said one thing, and he riled up against me in such a way, and then I'll change from what he had been, and then he still continued to give me all that small amount that I had to pay. And I went outside, and when I got outside in the area to the woman to pay the money, the Lord spoke to me and said, now you see the way he riled up? That's the way you use all the time. But I had him holding him down to the position in place where he wasn't able to come at you like that. And I thank and praise God for that. And the hospital problems when they told me I had 5 diseases going on in my body at one time, and I went home and I prayed for about 6 months, and I went back believing the manifestation would have been visible. But when I went back, they told me, no, you're worse than what you were at first. And I came down out of the area, and I'd been going to the same clinic for about 17 years, and I had to come out the garage, and I asked the Lord at the four-way stop sign, Lord, which way is home? Because I was so shocked and put into such an array in my mind that I didn't know which way to get from the doctor's office to home. But the Lord spoke to me at the four-way stop sign and made sure no other cars were even around me. And he said to me, whose report will you believe? And he had already been talking to me about that. And it was to the place I said, Lord, he said, and then he said, what would I say? And he told me what he said in my spirit. And I said, Lord, I believe your report. And he said, then the arm of the Lord will be revealed to you. You'll see what I have to say will and shall come to pass. And it's to the place it came to pass. Manifestations of healing came after healing, and physical strength and blessings came down through time. And I thank and praise the Lord for being who he is to us at all times.
All right. God bless you. Beautiful. All right. Thank you for that. Somebody else has a great testimony about what God did for you. They that be with you are more than they that be with them. Don't have to fear. Anybody else? The Lord has blessed you so much. Why don't you tell him?
The Lord is open to you. Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stitt. God bless you.
God bless you.
Topic that you've given this morning, and I have thoroughly enjoyed all of the testimonies and the expository explanation of the word of God from all of the women of God and you. But I would just like to share this one thing that I begin to think, even with Ambassador Fleischer and Ambassador Hagen, what you was given, and also you, Chief, when you was explaining what was happening in Elijah's life at that moment. You know, I've had moments in my life when the enemy, he came in like a flood, and I could correlate something, is that you can live saved, saints, and not do anything, but doing all you can to please God. And the enemy will come against you, not exempt from the fiery darts and the snares and the plans and the scheme of the devil. But the Bible said he will not leave you ignorant. And in the word of God, he just let them know to look up. If you cook, keep looking to Jesus. That's what I had to do, the author and the finish of my faith. I would have died in my affliction. I would have died when the enemy came against me, when my back was against the wall and the roof seemed like it was caving in. Oh, my, and it just seemed like there was no way. And the smallest thing that of the enemy that he would always attack me with, Chief, it was people. People don't like you when you're doing good. They don't like you when you're just blessed like that. They don't care about how many times I come to church and praise, but don't let me praise God because he blessed my soul. No, let me bless him because he blessed me with some tangible thing that you can see with your natural eye that somebody else been dealing with. Don't let me come and praise God about my daughter and what he's doing in her life. The enemy don't like it like that. So it's always been that little small thing in my mind that I had to cast down imagination. And every day I have to pray. Chief, every time I go to work, glory to God. I'm in my car praying. Oh, when I go in and I come back out, because I know the enemy is in there waiting, lurking. But somebody, let me tell you, the blood still works. I'm covered with the blood. Thank you. Oh, God. Every day I don't get up and be comfortable because I know it's more of them with me on God's side than it is those that are against me. And I can think about the word when he said, I'll bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. I'm like David when he said, though a host may come about me, my heart shall not feel one thing that I desire, the Lord, and not what I seek after. Oh, it don't matter now. It doesn't matter now that I put myself in a position to trust God this morning, to trust God like Elijah. Trust God when the enemy is chasing you under a juniper tree. Trust God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. All right, God bless you. A lot of wonderful, positive blessings and energy there. God bless you. Anybody else want to speak on that? One more before we close. Anybody else? Amen. All right, God bless you. Can't wait on you. Amen. Does anybody have a praise report? Give us one praise. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wanting to inject this also, Chief. More.
Who you are.
This is Ambassador Hagen. I can recall the time, maybe this will help somebody in ministry. I can recall the time we had bought this church for the new mission. And while we had purchased this church for the new mission, we were still believing the Lord for the property to put it on. And in the meantime, the enemy came against us and went and bought the church from us. So it was a reselling after we had purchased it, because they even offered them a greater price. And while the saints was all in nimble, not knowing what to do, glory be to God, giving up on their dream, the Lord sent a rhema word, and allow us to see in the spirit, told us, gave us wisdom what to do, how to go back and reclaim what the enemy had. And then by doing so, the Lord blessed greater than would have been if we had given up because the enemy was fighting us. And now we have a beautiful sanctuary in that spot where the enemy had called forth defeat. God brought about victory. And may that help somebody to know, even if the enemy is fighting you in your ministry, in your work, dealing with property or dealing with, you know, whatever you need, that God is way more for you than the enemy that's trying to work against you.